すみません、銀行口座を開きたいんですが。
かしこまりました。まずはこちらの用紙にご記入ください。
わかりました。ATM ではどんなサービスがありますか？
ATM では預金、引き出し、振込、残高照会ができます。
わかりました。ありがとうございます。
Welcome to Learn Japanese Pod, the podcast that helps you to become more fluent and sound more natural when speaking Japanese. And I'm your host, Alex, and as always, I'm here with the amazing, the wonderful Ami-sensei, who's ready to share her tips and tricks on sounding like a native speaker. Ami-sensei, how the devil are you?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Genki desu.
How is your genki?
My genki is pretty good, despite the heat wave here in Southern California. I'm doing well.
What's the temperature there now?
40 do desu. 40 degrees Celsius.
40 do, so 40 degrees.
Yes.
Here in Tokyo, I think it's 33. 33 do.
Yeah, but it probably feels like 36 or something with the humidity.
With the humidity, with the shikke.
Right.
Yeah, it's super humid. And the other thing too is I make the same mistake every year. Mm-hmm. I always think, well, it's September. It's cool mm-hmm. now. It's mm-hmm. autumn. No, sir. Wrong.
No.
It's still
not
boiling.
Till like, what, October?
Yeah, I think most of September can be pretty warm. In Japan, so we always say when you visit Japan, definitely don't come in August. It's way too hot. But the beginning of September is also pretty hot as well. So yeah, go study the forecast before you come to Japan. That's our advice.
Not just the culture itself, or you know, the language, but the weather.
Exactly.
The weather too.
Study the weather
too. It can get pretty hot there too.
You're listening to the Learn Japanese Pod Weather Podcast.
The Weather Podcast.
The Weather Podcast. Like
本日は晴れ、後曇り。
Today is clear.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
And we'll see you tomorrow. And we're done. But
bye-bye.
Joking aside, Ami-sensei, what are we studying today?
So, in our last episode, we covered how to talk about money in Japanese. And today, we're focusing on essential vocabulary for using a bank in Japan. We'll start by breaking down the dialogue you heard at the beginning of the podcast, and then share our personal experiences with banking in Japan.
Okay, so without further ado, have another listen to the dialogue, and then Ami-sensei and I will break it down.
すみません。銀行口座を開きたいんですが。
かしこまりました。まずはこちらの用紙にご記入ください。
わかりました。ATM ではどんなサービスがありますか？
ATM では預金、引き出し、振り込み、残高照会ができます。
わかりました。ありがとうございます。
Okay, everyone, did you understand that? If not...Do not fear, because Ami-sensei is koko desu. So what was the first sentence?
The first sentence was, Sumimasen, ginkō kōza o hirakitai desu ga. So, sumimasen, excuse me, ginkō kōza. Ginkō kōza is a bank account. Ginkō is bank, kōza is account.銀行口座。銀行口座。It's kind of almost like a tongue twister. O is the particle we place between the direct object and action. 開きたいんですが。So the word 開きたい means want to open. And if we want to make it sound more polite, we add のです。Hirakitai no desu. But most people just turn the no into n. So it's much easier to say and it sounds more natural. Hirakitai desu. And the ga at the end, that we added is there, hirakitain desu ga. And this ga technically means something like but or however. But what we're doing here is we're sort of inviting the listener to carry on the conversation or carry on the sentence almost. So, 銀行口座を開きたいんですが, it's almost like saying, I want to open a bank account, dot, dot, dot.
It's a really useful phrase. So you have the verb plus 大変ですが, I want to do something, but parentheses, dot, 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 can you help
dot,
me?
Dot, dot, yeah.
So if you want to say something like, I'm looking for a shop or I want to go to this place, you say place, or okay, 銀行行きたいんですが, I want to go to the bank, but mm-hmm. can you tell me how to get there? 銀行に行きたいんですが, I'd like to go to the bank. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how to get there? Yeah.
Yes.
Very useful.
そうですね。 So then the next sentence was, かしこまりました。まずはこちらの用紙にご記入ください。 かしこまりました? It's just a very polite way of saying わかりました, understood. And so you would hear it from people that's actually giving you, you know, service. You wouldn't say it to them, but they would say this to you. So the bank teller or the bank employee is saying, understood, かしこまりました.
So you generally hear this in like a bank, or a restaurant, or a hotel, as you said.
Right.
Ami-sensei, when someone is providing service, yeah.
Yes, that's right. And then, まずはこちらの用紙にご記入ください. まずは, so まずは means first of all. And then, こちらの is this. 用紙, which means form. And then we've got the particle に, which is a location marker. And then we've got ご記入ください. So 記入 means to fill out. And the ご makes it more polite. So ご記入 and ください means please. So please fill out this form. まずは, first of all. So first of all, please fill out this form. まずはこちらの用紙にご記入ください. And then, the next sentence was, わかりました. ATM ではどんなサービスがありますか? So, わかりました. Okay, I got it. And I understand. ATM では, at the ATM, どんなサービスがありますか? どんな, what kind? サービス, service, が, subject marker, ありますか? Is there. So, in this case, what kind of services are there at the ATM?
About that ga particle, it's used when you're talking about something existing. And in this case, we're asking if something exists or if there is something. So you usually say, thing ga arimasuka. Arimasu exists, ka makes a question. Does it exist? Is there one?
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the ga between the noun and that verb arimasu. So something ga arimasu ka, is there, do you have, are there any? That's essentially what it means.
That was the most perfect explanation ever.
Oh, now, I'm sure there's a perfecter.
That wasn't a perfect test.
Don't worry, I'm going to learn you some grammar.
That was very, very good. Very good.
Thank you.
And then the next sentence was, ATM では預金引き出し振り込み残高照会ができます. So, ATM では, at the ATM, 預金 Yokin is depositing your money into your account. Hikidashi is withdrawing. Furikomi. This also means deposit, but we're depositing into somebody else's account.
Could you also say like transfer or wire transfer?
Transfer, sure. Yeah, literally means, I think, you know, literally means deposit, but transferring. So from your account to somebody else's account, some, you know, company service account. And 残高紹介 is basically your statement balance, or I should say your account balance summary. Account balance summary.
So yeah, essentially the ability to check how much money you have in your account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
ができます. So, できます is possible.
And again, we've got that が again. In this case, it's が, the particle is used with できます to indicate that you are able to do something. So, as you were saying, ATM では, there's another particle again. It's a location marker at the ATM or in the ATM or with the ATM. 預金, deposit. 引き出し, withdrawal. 振り込み, deposit to another account or transfer. 残高紹介, checking your balance. ができます, you can do. So you can do all of those things. It has those functions.
わかりました。ありがとうございます。わかりました。 Understood. ありがとうございます。Thank you very much.
And if that was a bit confusing, don't worry. Have a listen again and check the PDF show notes for you premium listeners. We include those PDF show notes and it includes all the grammar. Very good.
Very good.
Okay, Ami Sensei. So
that's
a really useful conversation because it's just teaching you the basic function or functions of what a bank can do, depositing money, withdrawing money, making transfers, checking your balance. But could you teach us some extra vocabulary related to banking?
Sure. Let's start by learning some basic verbs commonly used in bank transactions. First, it's important to know the word for money, which is お金. The word 金 means money, and the honorific お is added at the beginning to show respect for things that are culturally valued, reflecting the importance of money in Japanese society. お金. So if you wanted to say, I want to save money, you can say, お金を貯金する. お金, as you know, means money, and 貯金する means to save. And the お in the middle of the sentence is a particle, and particles are short words that don't really translate into English, but they're useful for indicating the different grammatical parts of a sentence. In this case, the particle o marks the direct object of the verb. It indicates that お金 is the thing being saved. So, お金を貯金する. お金を貯金する, to save money. So, I hope we're doing good so far, listeners. Here's another example. お金を引き出す. お金を引き出す. 引き出す means to take out. Literally means to take out. So, お金を引き出す means to withdraw money. And here are some more. お金を入金する. 入金 means to put money into something. So, お金を入金する means to make a deposit. And finally, お金を振り込む. And this means to transfer money. お金を振り込む. So, to review, お金を貯金する, to save money. お金を引き出す, to withdraw money. お金を入金する, to make a deposit. お金を振り込む, to transfer money.
That's fantastic. Now, do you remember the very first bit of grammar we learned, which was like, I would like to do something? So, what was it? Something, something, したいんですが. So, お金を貯金する, お金を引き出す, お金を入金する, お金を振り込む。Can we now change that into I want to do these things? How would you do that?
Okay, let's try that. So, お金を貯金する becomes お金を貯金したいんですが。
So, I want to save money.
お金を引き出す becomes お金を引き出したいんですが。So, I want to withdraw money.お金を入金する becomes お金を入金したいんですが。I want to deposit money. And お金を振り込む becomes お金を振り込みたいんですが。I want to transfer money.
Slightly different, right? Because the other ones were したい, but 振り込む, 込む is part of the verb. So it's 振り込みたいんですが。I want to transfer money.Just a good question. Could you also say 振り込みしたいんですか? Does that sound natural?
振り込みを, maybe? したいんですか?
Oh, 振り込みをしたいんですか? Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, mm. There you go. Great. If people wanted to open a bank account in Japan, what are some basic things they'd need to know? How would it be different from the States or Europe?
Okay. So, first of all, if you're visiting Japan on holiday, you won't.Need to open a bank account. As we mentioned in the last episode, most major department stores, hotels, and shops accept credit cards. However, it's still a good idea to carry cash, as there are still many places that don't take cards. So, be warned. Okay, and if you're planning on living in Japan and you want to do things like rent an apartment or get a cell phone contract,You'll need a bank account for sure. And as in most countries, when opening a bank account, you'll need to provide your details and have an ID, including your resident card. You might also be asked to produce an inkang, which is a personal seal or stamp, often used to open accounts or do certain transactions instead of a signature.When you're opening an account, you can get a cash card, debit card, and a credit card. But you'll also get a 通帳, which is a physical notebook that records all your transactions. You should also remember that many ATMs run by banks have limited hours. So instead, it's possible to get cash out from a konbini or convenience store ATM, such as 7-Eleven, whichoperates 24/7. And finally, in recent years, digital banking and payment apps have become popular, meaning there are many more payment options available these days.
And I think one thing to keep in mind is that's all true, but despite the growing number of digital payment options, Japanese banks tend to be quite traditional.And old-fashioned. So getting things done at the bank can be pretty time-consuming and it's very bureaucratic. They love paper. They love paperwork. So even for, you know, simple tasks, it does take some time to get it processed. So my advice is if you, you know, you are living in Japan, if you're a student or you're working there, and you do plan toopen a bank account in Japan, I do recommend choosing one with really good digital banking services and appuri, you know, applications for your phone to avoid, you know, spending hours waiting in line, which is what used to happen when I came to Japan a million years ago, that there weren't any digital services. And so even like, you know, checking the balance of your account. If the ATM didn't work, you'd have to stand in line for 20 minutes. It was kind of ridiculous. There are some digital-only banks like Rakuten Bank. So I think you can get, you know, an only digital service. But yeah, when you're looking for a bank account, do make sure that, I think using one of the bigger banks is better because they're going to have more ATMs, right? And also they tend to have better digital services. Again,I'm not going to talk about any specific banks because there's loads of information on the interwebs, but things are slowly changing. But just beware, when you're initially setting up your bank account, prepare to spend your entire morning or afternoon waiting in line. It does take a long time.
That's no fun.
That's no fun. But as we mentioned in our last podcast, there's like a whole, there's a veritable cornucopia of payment apps now.
Cornucopia.
I wanted to use my TOEIC 900 word there. But yeah,
I do like that word.
It's slowly changing. I think it really reflects the demographics of Japan. There is a large population who are over 50 years old, 50, 60, 70. And, you know, those customers tend to be more analog in their dealings. And because of that, I think banks tend to reflect that and tend to be a bit more analog and a bit more kind of, I don't know if old fashioned is the way, but they're very traditional. One thing I will say about Japanese banks is they're incredibly polite. The banks are perfectly clean and they're very nice atmospheres. But I think for a young, impatient person with 200 apps on their phone, it might be a bit of a frustrating experience.
Maybe.
It depends on the bank, but it is changing. So be warned. I have warned you. Well, Ami-sensei, thank you so much for teaching us all about banks.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. And I hope you, dear listener, learned a few more new phrases and some new grammar. Don't forget, for you lovely premium listeners, you will get PDF show notes and extra audio drills so you can practice a bit more with this material and hopefully gain a deeper understanding of Japanese and the culture. We will be back shortly with a new podcast. Before you can say, Ginko Koza Hirakitai no desu ka? So keep studying your Japanese, keep practicing, and we will see you soon. Take care. Matane.
Matane.